So great, Geraldine. It's lovely to have you here for a taster session of Craniosacral. And, you know, thanks so much for filling in your form, because I usually ask people to fill in a simple form about some of their early history. And how was that for you to fill in those questions?
It was actually, made me think a lot, even not just like I obviously looked at the form and I filled it out, but it's made me think a lot about things afterwards as well. You know, it wasn't just the filling out of the form itself. It made me think of things for, I suppose, the last week since I filled out the form. So it was good to think back and just to pause and reflect on everything.
Yes, because I guess really that is when the session begins, mm-hmm. in my view, that I send out the form to the person, mm-hmm. and the person might have a query. It might be about their baby. Mm. It might be about themselves. Maybe they've got shoulder pain, backache, or, you know, a simple feeling of just wanting to come back to themselves, mm-hmm. come back to alignment. So it may be a physical issue. Mm-hmm. It may be more on an emotional issue, or it may relate to one of their children or their baby, perhaps colic or mm-hmm. something like that. So in a way, we're creating an environment of calm, hopefully, from the first connection. And it's lovely that you've come to where I live, mm-hmm. which is where I do all my sessions now, either online or here at the house. Mm-hmm. And yeah, over the next little while, we might even hear the birds singing outside.
It's lovely, yeah. It's so relaxing, yeah.
Which is gorgeous, yeah. So the first step, in a way, Geraldine, is for us both to create some sense of safety and ease, because mm-hmm. this is all about the nervous system. So mm-hmm. How about we just take a moment just to settle, to take a moment. So we're in these lovely cozy chairs, mm-hmm. and listeners are welcome to join us for this. So we're just beginning by coming back to any sensations we may have in our physical body. And this is kind of a new thing for some people, but even feeling into what it's like to be supported by the chair, and becoming aware perhaps of the cushions behind our backs. And just allowing our breath to be easy. And sometimes it isn't easy, so inviting it to be exactly as it is. And we can notice for a moment, if we like, how is my whole of my back? And somebody might say, totally banjax, totally desperate. Can we sense into it? Can we be with each segment of our back just for a moment? Can we even locate the very base of our spine? Yeah, the beautiful rain has come to greet us as well. So just noticing how that is, perhaps to hear the outside sound of the rain and to be present to any sense of your lower back. And following along gently along the whole length of your spine, allowing it to light up a little bit more and a little bit more, not needing to change it, but noticing that some places might be easy to feel or to imagine, and some places feel a little bit tight or a little bit held for some reason. And just noticing that with compassion, with kindness. Making that little step by step above the diaphragm into that area that can feel so tight and compressed for many of us. isn't it interesting? It's right opposite our heart. So being with our breath for a moment and just noticing in between our shoulder blades is where our heart rests. How is that? Just to be present to an awareness of our heart. And isn't it incredible to imagine for a moment and to know that this same heart has been beating since we were 4 weeks of age in utero. And for many moons, many, many moons for many of us ago. And so our heart formed before our brain formed. And there's way more messages that travel from this heart of ours to the brain than from the brain to the heart. So seeing how it is to breathe and to soften for a moment around this piece of our back. I'm wondering, can we let the cushions behind us support us a little bit more? And following along now to this lovely C curve of our neck. Allowing there to be softness here and ease here. Noticing what a difference it makes when we just loosen around our jaw. And how connected everything is, all around our jaw, our mouth. And just for this last little piece, imagine if you like that you have a gentle hand just soothing down your hair, helping to soften any fine lines. Bringing an ease and a peace to your face. Softening these tiny little nerves around the edges of your eyes. That's it, and just feeling any, just tracking if you like, any sense of ease in your being. Everybody's different, everybody's unique. Some people don't really, you know, they're more, they have a different sense that's dominant for them. So trust yourself, trust what you notice right now in this moment. And I always begin a session by inviting the person, by asking, yeah, what do you notice that feels easy in your body right now? And Geraldine, you're welcome to let me know anything that feels easy to you right now.
My legs feel really light.
Oh, so that's nice. So there's a lightness there. And
yeah.
Is that a good feeling?
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
Mm. So regardless of what the person may have come for, we might take that, the lightness in Geraldine's legs, as a wonderful place to begin. And so when she's resting on the table, I might refer to the lightness of your legs, if that's okay. Or is there another word you'd like me to use that would...
That's the word now that it's come to my... It just feels... I don't know... And I would never have associated like tension or tightness in my legs, but they just feel really light and warm.
That's great, great. So that's a real tangible thing, Geraldine, which is brilliant. So, you know, we would run with that so we can make the gentle transition to the table.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, what does a craniosacral session feel like or look like? So, Geraldine, it's great that we're together doing a session right now. It's wonderful. So right now, as you're resting on the table, see if we can go back to that feeling of melting into the table just a little bit more and a little bit more. And just now, you were noticing that your legs were feeling a quality of lightness. So how is that as you're resting here now?
They're not as light as they were a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they still feel lighter than they usually are.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So in a craniosacral session, in a way, we're orientating to the health of the person.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly the first time, I'd always let people know exactly what I'm going to do rather than suddenly hold a part of their body. So I'm just going to let you know, Geraldine, that I'm sitting here with you and I'm about to hold your feet very gently, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a very light, gentle contact. Some people hardly know it's there. And for some people, it may not immediately feel comfortable. It's too light. And how's that for you, the contact?
You actually feel very warm.
Ah.
Like really hot.
Okay. And perhaps the easiest way I can explain to somebody what I'm in a way listening for here with a client is comparing it with being present either by a river, an ocean, or even holding a bowl of water. Because in a way, so much of us is fluid and water. Is it something crazy like 80% of us is fluid? And as we've discovered, you know, fluid responds to its environment. So my attitude in a craniosacral session is literally one of waiting and creating a space rather than of doing, of trying to fix something or trying to make something happen. And it can take a person a few sessions to, it's not so much the person, it's like their whole nervous system. So it's only natural that it takes a little time for the nervous system to arrive, to sense the welcome. And sometimes, do you want to say anything, Geraldine, about what you're noticing?
Right now?
Well, you're doing very well just being here, just being present. And sometimes I compare the nervous system to a wild cat. And as we live down here in West Cork, there's plenty of wild cats coming into places unexpectedly. And so I see the nervous system as a wild cat because even though there might be lovely food there, they might be slow to come to the bowl. They're checking all the time, is it safe? Can I relax? Can I arrive? Or is the time for me? And these are things that our nervous system is sensing all the time. It does a really good job of protecting us. Sometimes being, you know, hyper-vigilant about things when it doesn't really need to be. Do you know, like when there's an extra beep or an extra bang and we jump. Do you know? But right now I'm just listening here, holding your feet. And your body's beginning to soften, which is lovely to know, lovely to feel. So typically in a session, we'd listen from certain places, certain key places. Beginning usually at the feet. And then very shortly, I'll move up and hold around your pelvis, which is all the way down at the very base of the nervous system, the base of our spines. Yeah, but before doing that, I might just check in with my lovely client here and see how she's doing. And sometimes they want to say things, and sometimes they're beautifully drifting off, which is their absolute right to do so. Yeah, so my sense of what happens in the early phases of a session, it's a bit like sand coming to the bottom of a glass. It's all the buzz and busy of the way that we live, and we're just inviting that sand to come to the bottom of the glass. And sometimes it's a bit like holding a kite as I'm sitting here holding a person's feet. Even though I'm holding the feet, I might notice, oh, there seems to be a little tension in one shoulder, a little bit more than the other. And so we just bear that in mind with what information the body reveals. And I'm just going to slowly come up around your lower back there, Jodi. Lift up your knees, or lift up your hips for me there. I'll place my hand just underneath. Sorry, on your lower back there. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Tell me if you feel centered there. And another one right here.
Okay.
And how is that?
Fine now.
Yeah. And you can let the whole weight of your lower back just rest in the palm of my hand. And what I'm listening for here in a person's lower back is just we're waiting again, a little waiting game. And it's possible, this might sound strange to some, but we can actually listen for what's called a tidal rhythm of the cerebral spinal fluid. That is, it's a tangible thing, it's not an energetic thing, it does actually exist in nature. So it's a whole pumping system actually that pumps fluid all through the ventricles of the brain, the central nervous system, pumping around the fluid all around the brain, all the way coming down the spinal cord, and all the way down to what's called the sacrum, which is just at the lower back here. With our busy lives, sometimes we forget that we have a body at all. Yeah, so we're just here at the very, very base of the spine. And even if someone's listening to this now, you can actually just lie on the floor and just benefit from being present to your own lower back. How is that to breathe and to connect with the very base of my body? And it's inevitable that we might even get funky little tummy gurgles and fun things like that. Because it's actually amazing, but it's just showing that our parasympathetic nervous system is responding, which is our rest and digest part of our body. And the usual one, the sort of chasing tigers part of our nervous system, you know, running to take kids to school and getting places on time, all of that kicks in a lot of adrenaline, a lot of rushing. So this is the nearest thing, I guess, a craniosacral session to finding the off switch. Yeah, so just coming back to anything that you notice in your whole being right now. So just taking a moment to come back to yourself. So I'm noticing a lovely expansive feeling here in this kind client's body. So it's like a breath. That's the easiest way I can describe it. And that's actually what's happening physiologically as well. Like the bones, these lower pelvic bones, they're actually breathing, they're actually in a state of expansion just right now. We call it inhalation and exhalation. And it's possible to perceive that, to sense into that a little bit. A bit like a rose, kind of very gently opening, closing. So there's a quality of listening and being present here. Yeah, so I'm just feeling just to stay a little bit longer in this place of the lower back, which is the whole foundation of our being, our body, our nervous system. And for so many of us, yeah, it's a big deal to be in the world and to come out of our heads and to come back home to the whole of our being, the whole of our body. And my understanding is that this has an impact. It's not just a nice thing to do, but it has a whole impact on our emotional and right the way down to our physical and biological health, supporting the biological processes of the body to be the very best that they can. Kind of rebooting the system a little bit. So I'd always invite the client to share anything they want to, or just stay in the moment, stay in what they're noticing.
It's like you're after your hands. I don't feel your hands anymore.
Oh.
It's really weird. It's like I'm floating.
Oh, how is that to be floating?
It feels weird, but very relaxy. I don't feel like I'm restricted anymore.
So that, and we'll chat a little bit more about that, but in a way we have an original nature, an original health, and what we're in a way tracking here is something that the ancient osteopaths and earliest propounders of this method They speak about the breath of life, like this is the very essence of our life force at some level. So if we wanted to take it to that level, we might say, well, who am I really? Who was I really before I came into circumstances of stress or an environment of this or that? You know, what is my true nature? How can I return to that simplicity of joy and presence without the complications, without the human complications? So I'm just going to come up to another listening station now. Just noticing that there's a nice settling that will continue here in the lower back. And for people with all sorts of situations in life, it might be shock, it might be digestive concerns, a little bit of anxiety sometimes. It's a wonderful thing to come and live in all of our body, because I think we all know that feeling of being uptight in our bodies from time to time. And I'm just going to come right under here, Jordan, just under your upper back there. And then a gentle hand just on the top of your upper chest there. Sometimes when I place my hand in certain areas, people might find, that feels a little bit difficult, and we have to go a little bit slowly.
Are you touching my upper?
It feels a little bit buzzy here, and on a very tangible, practical level, so many of us are sitting at computers nowadays. And often I offer, a few energy exercises to bring ease around here. Yeah, would you like a stronger contact?
Mm-hmm. I just can't really feel anything. It's really weird.
That's okay. Yeah.
So I feel... like the heat, I feel, as opposed to your touch.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so there can be interesting patterns that we can sense into. And like right now, I'm feeling, and I'm not doing it, it's as if people say, are you doing that? I can feel a little bit of a sway towards the left.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of a sway towards the, now it's moving towards the right. There's like a little oscillation here, moving left to right. Yeah, does this get quite tight here, Jodine? In between the shoulder blades, it's inevitable, isn't it? Yeah, so when there's tension in a place in the body, sometimes I'd invite the person just to reflect, where actually feels okay? And we could just take a moment to notice, is there a place that feels a little bit easier than this place? A little less restricted. I might remind the person of a sense of ease that they commented earlier on. In their legs, a sense of lightness perhaps somewhere else. Because we're always tracking the health of the body rather than trying to fix something. So staying with anything that feels like a spark of possibility. And Because if I was orientated to, oh God, there's a bad something happening and we've got to get rid of this terrible whatever it is, the person can feel that compressive attention. That's not very nice. So my job is to listen for any aspect that feels easy. Sensing into that tidal rhythm again we spoke about. Yeah, so if people are listening along, just to breathe into anything that feels easy. Feel into some softness perhaps in the lower back. Any presence in the legs or the feet. And this area is so key for so many reasons, all around our neck area, all around between those lovely shoulder blades, across our shoulders. So, you know, physically it's such a place that we put a lot of demands on. And of course emotionally as well, we all carry a lot. You know, so even just for these short moments, we can just share a little bit of self-love, a little bit of compassion here. And in my mind's eye, I might sort of invite a sense of expansion here. In a way, letting the person know that it's safe to. Safe to rest now. You can take time to rest now. You know, you can go back to fighting and chasing tigers another time. You're really good at that. So I might be whispering that and not maybe saying it out loud, inviting that person's whole system to find its ease. That's it. And very gently now, I'm just taking my hand away from the person's chest. And I'm just going to come and hold the head of the person. This is all done very, very gently. And again, it's really nice for the person to know what's going to happen. So I'm gently going to bring my hands just around by your ears. And a very gentle contact. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's such a privilege to do this work. So it's in a way with great reverence that I hold a person's head. And for some reason, for all kinds of different reasons, people may or may not like their head being held. And so we gently kind of feel into, we can even do this just for a moment now, Jodin, like I can hold your head in a tighter kind of a way,
mm-hmm.
and you'll just notice perhaps, oh, that feels a bit more compressed, doesn't it? I'm just now sort of zoning in on the physical hold, in a way, not making a clamp, but just like, do you notice that? How is that?
It feels colder.
Okay, yeah. So that's me kind of doing cranio, if you like.
Okay.
And the other way is just like, okay, I'm still holding your head, but with a slightly lighter touch. So mm-hmm. in a way, we can go back to that melty feeling, that floaty feeling. and it's allowing your system to find its own way of balancing itself. It's giving it, when I say space, that's a bit of an overused word in the holistic world, but it's literally like I'm imagining that there could be stars and galaxies between my hands and your body. So you could take that space, whatever space, whatever breathing room your whole body may be craving right now. So how is that? Does that feel a little bit different?
It just feels colder.
Okay. And how is that? Is that okay?
Oh yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it's like a refreshing kind of. It's hard to describe. It just feels refreshing on my head.
Yeah.
Because I associate like heat on my head as being. I don't like being hot on my head, if you know what I mean.
I do. So, yeah, so the invitation is always to come back to an awareness, and you can also completely drift off if you want as well, but an awareness of the whole of your body as a person's resting here. What feels easy, what feels free, what feels just right. And if there are areas, if people are listening and kind of following along a little bit, it's like we might notice an area of tightness in our body. Do you know, there could have been anything from a grief to a health concern, anything like that. And it can be a really kind thing just to place a hand, perhaps on the heart or the belly, wherever there may be those kinds of concerns. And just sending kindness to the body, just saying, okay, I got it, I got you. I got you, feel tight there. I've got you, that liver is feeling a bit livery, or belly is feeling a little bit compressed right now. Really talking to the body and saying, how can we make an environment that feels easier? How can we make your body feel free? Yes, and again, a bit like holding a bowl of fluid, something might become apparent, like an area might. It's a funny thing to describe, but it's like holding a bowl of water again. And there might be one area that's kind of waving at me saying, oh, this needs a little extra TLC here. And I'm just noticing, do you have any sense, left or right, Geraldine, of any part of your body feeling a little bit in need of extra TLC, like around your neck or your...
I actually feel around my tummy, it's kind of like, this is a weird word to use now, but it's cloudy.
Oh, okay.
But that's what it feels like, it's kind of cloudy.
A little cloudy there, okay. Yeah, and I'm just going to just do a little hold under the back of your neck, and there's so many nerves that relate to the whole of our body that all stem from the back of our neck. There's a little bit of warmth I'm noticing here on your right side, actually. Yeah, so I'm just going to just gently lift up your head and just place my hands just underneath the it's a very interesting area of our neck here. So how is that there with the contact? And you can just practice this, giving me the whole weight of your of your head, just leaning back into my fingers here. So I've got my hands right underneath what's called the occiput, the sort of nodding piece of the neck. If a person was nodding backwards, they'd feel a sort of a gungy area sometimes underneath there. How is that feeling to you?
It feels good. It feels kind of like a release.
So we're going to just stay with this for a moment, and you can just literally lean into it. It's like you're sort of surrendering into my hands. So just my hands are solid on the table, and you can literally lean back into that if you like. This has a whole bearing on our jaw as well. Our so-called TMJ, those tight bits that we sometimes get into grinding a bit sometimes. Yeah, and it's a big thing for us to lean back and feel supported, and you know, that's not easy. Sometimes even allowing our neck just to sink back more and more has such an impact, not just on our mind, but it relates to even our lower back as well. And you can really lean back into this if it's comfortable for you. I'm going to continue just to have my hands here. Yeah, is that still comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah, so well done. Just leaning back into that. And just bringing your head down there, just a little bit more contact here at the lower, the upper part of the neck there. Does this place sometimes get a little bit tight here, does it? These classic kind of modern positions that we find ourselves in, sort of bending over phones or bending over computers or technical equipment. And this is such an important junction for the whole of the body. It's like this, the Kinsale roundabout of the whole body. Yeah, it deserves space to do what it's designed to do. Sometimes it can feel literally so uptight here for us modern souls. So again, we're just listening rather than there's no clicks or clonks in craniosacral, even though its origins are from osteopathy. Just an awareness that the body can make decisions for itself and to find easier ways of being, easier, softer ways of I'm just waiting here a little bit longer. This is a really important junction point. Sometimes I'd support the person by recommending that I take my awareness off the body and I look outside to the lovely nature that we have here. I'm looking out at the gorgeous blue sky, hearing the birds and the sound of the river not too far away. And all of that can resource us and remind us our presence in the world, that it's okay to let go. It's safe to be seen, all of these vital things. That's it. Yes, and so even tricky things like necks and shoulders, they can have so many interesting connections with our early beginnings. There's layers and layers of us, and we can of course see it on a physical level. There can be so many different emotional layers as well that can be right here. As our body has a memory from our very beginnings. And I'm just gently going to just do a final hold today. And this one is just on your face here, Geraldine, and just on your cheekbones, and all the way into just gently touching into your ears as well. These are some of the many cranial nerves that are all interconnected here. And these cranial nerves are literally firing and wiring in the first few hours of our arrival into the world. Also, sometimes it's nice to reparent ourselves and say, yeah, just to welcome ourselves in the way that we would have loved to have been welcomed. So even resting here just for a last little while, noticing that anything that feels easy, aware of the nature that surrounds us, in some sense the invitation that nature herself offers us to be here right now. Yes, so just noticing how is that to breathe, both with our lungs, but it's also our whole body is breathing. And it's a gentle expansion here now that I'm sensing as I'm gently lifting my hands away. Yeah, so Jenny, if you want to slowly roll on to one side. I can just put a pillow on your knee there. What are you doing up there?
Nice.
As you're resting there, just coming around, I might just place a hand on your lower back and your upper back, just again, just to connect with that again. So just here on your lower back, just here on there. This is another hold that you can nearly do for yourself if you lie on your side. Perhaps people who find it difficult to sleep at night or to unwind after a busy day. Lying on your left side, you can just bring your right hand just in contact with the triangular part of your lower back, the sacrum bone. Just way there, way down there at your lower back. Just resting a hand there. And then with your left hand, just passing across the front of your body, and then touching the same place that I'd often work on a person, which is around the back of their neck. So you can very gently have a hand there.
And imagine, if you like, that there's a gentle ebb and flow that you might be feeling, you could be feeling, coming down to your lower back. It's like a breath, it's like a tide, filling up the lower part of the body. And I'm just tracking it now here, so it's like a swelling, if you like, a rising of the tide, an expansion here in the lower back. And it has a different pace, a different rhythm. This is lovely and gentle and slow right now. So there's still an expansion phase here in the lower back. And then a gentle kind of, in a way, a flushing tidal feeling as the, what we call the breath of life or the potency. Some people might want to call it chi. Some people might want to say cerebral spinal fluid. It's just doing what it does, circulating, refreshing, restoring around the whole of the cranium. And I'm feeling a lovely heat here with Geraldine's lower back. And that's, in my understanding, a sign of potency, of wellness, of the body seeking that health all the time.
I feel like I've just woken up.
Yes.
Figures out.
Yeah. No, you're doing great just to go with it. And even in these moments of, you know, coming out of a session, it's like noticing, you know, we might have different sensations perhaps, or even thoughts of, oh, I don't want to move, I won't move, I'm not going to be moved. All of those things. And sometimes they connect with our history, sometimes they don't. And we can even be kind to those parts that think, oh my gosh, I just want to rest for 1,000 years, you know. And as mothers and carers and all of that, and busy bees, that's probably the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
We really do need to rest for 1,000 years.